Thank you for calling Orange on Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Nick Sperry, 28 Prince Street, Red Hook, New York. 12571. Yeah, I'm filling out. I had the guy over yesterday and kind of went through whether it was overhead or underground. It's underground, so I'm signing up. A credit check? I don't need a credit check. Don't want a credit check. They just lower my credit score of like whatever it is, 837. Don't need it. It says here I could skip it. I skip it. And why do you want my social security number?
Okay, so I'll be more than happy to answer your question. So with the signing up process, it is a soft credit check. So we're not checking the credit per se. We're just checking to see how often you make your payments on time. You can bypass that step, but doing so would require you.
When I do that, it still wants my social security number.
Okay, so you would want to do the $50 deposit?
Why do I need to do a deposit? You bill me, I pay. It's been that way my whole life.
Yes, if it's the case that you don't want to do the credit check section, you'd have the option to bypass and pay the $50 deposit. It would be returned to you within a year.
What is the deposit?
$50.
$50, and when do I get it back?
After 1 year.
So do I get interest on that money?
No, it would just be the $50.
Oh, that's illegal then. If you're going to hold money, you have to pay interest. You're not aware of that? Corporate should know that.
The reason for the $50 deposit, if it's the case that you're bypassing the credit check just to see if you're able
yeah,
to...
Yeah, but at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, throughout the day, a $50 deposit is a security deposit. If you hold any monies for any reason from another person for a security deposit, interest is to be paid on that money. Because otherwise you're investing it and you're making money, not you personally, but Archtop would be. Whether they invested in their own company, whether they invested in their own stock shares, whether they invested into the S&P 500.
Okay.
But I guess you're not aware of that.
With the credit check, it's a soft credit check, so it won't affect your credit. And as I said, we're just checking
well,
all options to make the payment. And
I mean, that's fine. My credit's high enough, and I'll rebound like within a couple of days. The point is you're doing an illegal maneuver. You cannot take somebody's money for a security deposit and not pay interest. I mean, I don't mind throwing $50. But if you're going to hold on to $50 of mine, I want it working for me. It's my money. You should take it up with corporate.
I will definitely
put me in touch
over
with somebody in corporate, and I'd like to have that conversation if that's possible.
I would have to send a message over. I can send over the feedback to them and let them know.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've got excellent credit. I've never been late on any payments. And you want me to trust, not you personally, but Archtop wants to trust that they're going to install and maintain a service for me, and I have no guarantees. Is there a commitment? Is there a contract, or is it no contract?
There's no contract. So if it's the case that the service does not work for you, you can cancel immediately.
Okay. And the other thing I noticed is you don't offer your 500 megabyte service online. It's either 1 gig or 10. Why is that?
So we have three services available. The services we offer is the 1 gig fiber internet and the 2 gig fiber internet. We also have the 500 megabytes per second. If it's the case that you are you're not able to afford the 1 gig service,
or just you don't need it. I mean, 500 megabytes is plenty fast for downloading and uploading anything, unless you're a business and you've got large files you're looking to upload, or you're running on multiple computers and you need to maintain a certain speed. So, I mean, I guess a lot of people just don't know, and you get away with it. So where do I have the option of 500 gigabytes?
I'm sorry, you'd be interested in getting the 500 megabytes per second?
Yes. Yeah, how would I choose that option if it's an option?
Oh, I could definitely sign up the service for you for the 500 megabytes per second.
Okay, but I can't do it myself.
Not from the website. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, give me a moment, please.
And by the way, there is really no thing, such thing as a soft credit check. It all hits. Because I've been told that before, and I noticed my it'll actually state it in my credit monitoring program that it does hit and holds for a year. Soft checks.
Okay. What's your service address?
That would be 28 Prince Street, Son of the King, Prince, Red Hook, New York.
Is that zip code is
12571.
Okay, so that's 28 Prince Street, Red Hook, New York.
Correct.
So just to let you know, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was also told that there was no fee for the modems and the extender.
Yeah, so you get a modem and a router, and if needed, a free extender as well.
Yeah, and none of that is on your website as well. So there's conflicting information between what I was told by the your associate who came and basically, you know, looked at the position of the house, where the lines are going, et cetera, and answered any questions I may have had in person. And what you're advertising and offering is options on the on your website.
With the free extender, something recently that happened, because usually with additional extender it would be $7.99 per month, but it's a new promotion
right.
that we're having where you can get a free extender. So I truly do apologize.
Yeah, I know. Probably not. I mean, and don't take any of this personal, but, you know, if it's something you're offering, it's not a big deal to call your IT department and say, okay, we need to let people know, especially new people signing up, you know, what the situation is, you know, alongside the, you know, the cost of the extender or the modems themselves, the fact that you offer a more affordable service for many, you know, retired, disabled, et cetera. I mean,
I don't understand.
I don't know. I've been running my own businesses for my entire life. And information and communication is key. And I just see a lot of conflicts here. And again, don't take it personal, but, you know, corporate needs to be aware that people are, such as myself, are confused when you're told one thing and you see something completely different. And then they want all your personal information to do credit checks and this and that. And basically all you're doing is ordering internet. I mean,
yeah.
There's a certain level of privacy that should be maintained and respected.
That is true. I do understand how this could be misleading.
Yeah.
And I just want to confirm.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's the world we live in now. There is no privacy anymore. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. So are you interested in getting the landline service or just for the internet?
Well, the internet or what was the other option? The
landline phone service.
Oh, the phone. No, I don't need a phone. I've got one phone. It's my cell phone. That's all I need.
Okay. And do you rent or own the property?
I own.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's the same.
The utility wires, is it through the air or underground?
What wires? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Utility wires. I'm sorry.
Utility, such as electrical?
That is correct.
And coaxial cable from Spectrum, who is the one and only provider presently, would be in the air. But you, I had confirmed with Stephanie in one of your offices anyway, that it will indeed be underground. And that is the only reason why I'd be making a switch, is because it is underground and therefore much more reliable.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing it in Europe for years. You could go to some of the oldest cities in France or Portugal or Spain or Italy, and everything's underground, and you're looking at cobblestone streets that have been there for, you know, thousands of years. Anyway.
Could you spell your first name for me, please?
Nick, N-I-C-K.
And last name?
Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. Email address you'd like to add on file?
Sperano, S-P-E-R-R-A-N-O at Gmail.
Let me just repeat, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, E-R-R-A-N-O at gmail.com?
Correct.
Primary phone number, please.
774-208-1208. And by the way, no spam, no advertising, no nothing. I don't need to, you know, unless it's something important, I don't need to know.
Okay, so text message with important updates would be okay.
Text messages for what?
With important updates, is that okay?
What is considered an important update?
Okay, so with the text messages, we'd only inform you, like, on your installation date and time, where you can confirm your appointment. Only thing that you'd get to your email would be, like, invoices if you do decide to get a paperless bill. I'm sorry.
Well, you get $10 off if you do auto pay, correct? Or
that is correct.
Digital payments? Yeah.
So if you do... If you do the checking or savings account with paperless, it's $10 off. And if you do a credit or debit card with paperless, it's $5 off.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I would do probably a withdrawal would be fine out of the checking account.
Okay. And as it relates to the credit check and the $50 deposit, which one would you be doing?
I can't agree with somebody. Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. I like it.
I was going to let you know that you do earn interest on the deposit. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Well, now you know.
I just made sure to double ask that question for you. That I was just making sure that I could provide you with the correct information. I'm sorry.
This is what happens when you've been running a business your whole life and you don't go for all these vaccinations and low cholesterol and starve your brain of the function that it was meant to, kick out. Anyway, you could check the credit. I don't really care. It's not going to make that big a difference. I just didn't like the fact that you're holding on to money, you know, for a year, with no interest, but it is interest paid. So not that it's, what is it, like 2.2%? What is the interest rate? Did you find that out? Because that might be somebody's question as well.
Yeah, I could relay that question over for you as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me a moment.
It's you're paying interest. Well, what interest rate am I getting?
Give me a moment.
Should I send you $100 or $1,000 at that interest rate?
I'm just filling out some information. Just give me a moment.
Yeah. Underground. Makes so much sense. We have Spectrum. Well, it was. What was it before Spectrum? Whatever it was, one of the Comcast. That's my property on the Cape. Time Warner. It was Time Warner, and they had outages, but not as frequent. They sold out to Spectrum, and Spectrum, on a regular basis, has outages because they're not continuing the maintenance or whatever of the infrastructure. So, and that gets pretty annoying when you're working on something and you need that information, or at least that connection to the World Wide Web, and it's just not available.
That's true.
say you're trading currencies or something of that nature, or you're in Bitcoin and time is of the essence, you could stand to lose a lot of money.
And you said your primary number was 774-208-1208?
That is my primary and only number.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the social security number. And as I said before, we don't keep that information on file. Once it's used, it's discarded.
08254-3747.
So no deposit is required.
Did it come back already?
Yeah, no deposit is required.
No, I mean the credit check.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's letting me know that based on your credit, no deposit is required.
Oh, so if I had a bad credit rating, deposit would be required?
It's basically checking the delinquency risk.
Yeah, there is none. But nobody trusts anybody anymore. I wonder why.
It's just the world that we live in. Everyone questions everyone.
Well, or they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I question everything I do in every, you know, because you never know. If you don't ask, a lot of times things are taken from you that you're not aware of.
That's true. So I'm still waiting on the response for you, and you said you wanted to do the discount, right?
Yeah, I'll do the bank. You want the bank numbers, right?
Yeah. You said you'd be using a checking account.
Oh yeah. Now money will not be pulled out of that account until when?
It would be pulled out on the day of installation. So once services are fully installed, that's the same date that we would take the amount, and that would be your billing dates going forward.
And I'd be looking at a total of
$59.99.
I thought it was 59 for the 500.
So
and
it's
if I use the checking account, it's 49.
No, for the 500 megabytes per second, it's...
Oh, you're right. It's only $10 more for another gig, or another 500.
That's correct.
My mistake. I apologize.
That's okay. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
Oh, what account do I want to use? I guess I'll use this account. Okay, the routing number would... be 22197-6243. The account number would be, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. It's for Mid-Hudson, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go ahead.
904-760-70.
Let me just say the numbers again. 904-760-70.
Is the account, yeah.
What's the name on the account?
Nicholas Sperry. Oh, yeah, Nicholas Sperry.
Do you have an H in your Nicholas?
Do I have a what?
H is an hotel, N-I-C-H-O-L-E-S. How do you spell your Nicholas?
Oh, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
Okay, thank you.
Do I have an H in my Nicholas? Yeah.
All right. And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
I authorize payments of $59. Now, the thing is, if I wanted to upgrade that 500 megs, how does that work? Just a phone call?
Yeah. There's no contract, so yeah, you can just give us a call and we can upgrade it for you.
Okay. Now, the other thing, too, is I believe I get like a discount, or not a discount, but a, hold on. When would I go to see that, I guess? Let me pull up so I get what it's properly called. It's through the government subsidizes a certain amount of money, I believe. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on. You can't just log on anymore. They want to check you with email or phone verification every time. And they're being retarded. All right, let me go to another computer and see if I can sneak through. But you work with the government programs out there?
Not for this period.
Why would you? You're a big company, right? National company?
Yes, we started in 2022, but currently we don't have any government programs that we partner with right now.
Hold on. Is that a question you could put upstairs as well?
Yeah, we did have someone that did reach out for a specific program. And I think what happened is that the time to register for that program with the company, I think it was it ended. But I can still send it over to them if you have a specific program in mind.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the name of it. Okay, I was able to break through there.
How did you hear about Archtop?
Flyer in the mail.
Okay.
And even before the flyer, I noticed that there were little flags being put up for the dig safe.
Oh, okay. And is there anything that the technicians should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank at the front,
no,
any buried wires?
No, there's only everything's up in the air, other than the water line, which they're aware of. And the main water line is on the opposite side of the street as to where you're running your main line.
Okay.
The printable statement. It's amazing. They just don't want to.
And do you have any questions or comments for the technicians?
I just need to know when they're going to do it. I'd pretty much like to be here. There's an auto pay discount. Maybe that's all I'm getting. Okay, I thought I was getting something on there. Okay. Right now I'm paying $52.99.
Okay.
So I'd be actually paying a little bit more. But I do know that there is some conversations working with people on the elderly and that sort of thing. And I'm old now, so I get like all those discounts when you go to the grocery store, at the health food store. You tell them you're a senior.
And you get the discounts.
Yeah. I mean, it adds up. You know, health food stores, food's usually a little bit more expensive, so it helps.
Okay.
Okay, what else? I guess that's it, huh?
Oh, I was going to let you know that the in-service date for your location is November 30th. So closer to that date, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Right. They were thinking the first week or two in December.
And go ahead.
Can you send me an email of this while we're on the phone?
For the order, yes. You'd get two emails from us. So one would be the confirmation of the order, and the other would be for you to sign into your online customer account, where you can also review the terms of service. I'm going to read you a few disclosures.
Oh, well, hold on a sec. All right. Now, how do I open up an account online so I can see what's going on? I imagine you're taking some of my money. I mean, not yet, but it would seem to me that you're creating an account for me. How do I have access to that account now?
Okay, so just give it about like 5 to 10 minutes, so you could be fully registered on our end, and then you'd be able to go to archshop.com and you'd be able to log in. But you'd get an email that says action required, and you can click on the link to get access to the account.
And that's where I create a password and username.
That is correct.
Okay.
The username would be your email address, and then you could change those once you're in the account.
Okay.
Is it okay if I go over the disclosures with you?
Disclosures, yeah. Sure.
All right. So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation. But you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider currently, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop, it's the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. So do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so closer to November 30th, would give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Yeah.
No problem.
Now, where did you start, Florida?
I'm sorry?
Where did the company begin? What was their first holdings or investments? In Florida?
Well, what I do know is that they do have an office in Florida, but as it relates to installing services, it's in New York.
In New York?
That is correct.
The headquarters, Kingston?
In Kingston.
If I needed to drop off the equipment or pick up something because maybe something was malfunctioning, I drive to Kingston? Do they have open to the public?
Oh, no. Usually what we would do, we try to send out a technician the same day. If it's a case that you don't want to send the items back via return kit, then we could send a technician out to your location to pick it up. Or if something is malfunctioning, then we could send out a technician the same day or early the next morning to have that repaired for you. Usually it happens the same day.
And there's no fee for that?
No, once it's on us, then there's no cost.
Okay. All right. Very good. And so I guess we're good.
Yes, we're good to go. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
I do not believe so. Let me look real quick, see if the emails came yet. Nope.
Yeah, it'll take a while. So just give it about 5 minutes.
Submitted. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, listen, thank you very much. I hope I didn't give you too hard a time. And there was one other question I thought we were going to put out there. Oh, the interest rate. Did that ever come back?
I have not received an answer as yet. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's no worries. All right. Well, have a wonderful day.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of today. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber, all right?
Yep. Thanks. Bye.